Welcome back to another episode of Mind Matters, the podcast that explores the mysterious workings of the human mind. And today we dive into a fascinating and perplexing subject, lost memory. Have you ever experienced a moment where a memory just slips away, seemingly gone forever? Or perhaps you know someone who struggles with memory loss. In this episode, we'll unravel the secrets of lost memory, exploring its causes, effects, and potential treatments. So, let's get started. 1. What is lost memory? To understand lost memory, also referred to as amnesia, we must first delve into how memory works. Memories are stored in the brain through a complex network of neurons and synapses. Long-term memories are formed in an area of the brain called the hippocampus, while short-term memories reside in the prefrontal cortex. However, sometimes memories can become lost or inaccessible, leading to amnesia. 2. Types of amnesia. There are several different types of amnesia, each with its own unique characteristics and causes. The most common form is called retrograde amnesia, where a person loses memories of events that occurred before the onset of amnesia. On the other hand, anterograde amnesia refers to the inability to form new memories after the onset of amnesia. We also have transient global amnesia, a temporary form of memory loss caused by a disruption in blood flow to the brain. And finally, dissociative amnesia is often associated with traumatic events where a person blocks out memories as a defense mechanism. 3. Causes of lost memory. Lost memory can stem from various factors, including physical trauma, psychological and emotional stress, certain neurological disorders, and even medication side effects. Physical trauma, such as a head injury or stroke, can damage the brain regions responsible for memory storage and retrieval. Psychological factors, like severe stress or trauma, can trigger dissociative amnesia as a form of self-protection. Additionally, certain conditions like Alzheimer's disease, dementia, and Parkinson's disease may result in the gradual loss of memory over time. 4. Effects and impacts of amnesia. The effects of amnesia can be far-reaching and have a significant impact on an individual's life. People suffering from amnesia may struggle with personal relationships, employment, and day-to-day activities. They may forget important appointments, loved ones' names, or even their own identity. The frustration and confusion caused by memory loss can be emotionally challenging, leading to anxiety, depression, and a decreased sense of self. 5. Treatment and coping strategies. While the prospect of lost memories may seem dire, there is hope. Treatment options vary depending on the underlying cause of amnesia. In some cases, memory can be restored through therapy, cognitive rehabilitation, or medications. For individuals with traumatic amnesia, psychotherapy techniques like hypnosis or guided imagery can help recover blocked memories, promoting healing and closure. Additionally, adopting memory aids such as calendars, reminders, and diaries can improve daily functioning and enhance quality of life for those facing memory challenges. 6. Case studies. Let's explore a few notable cases that shed light on the complexities of lost memory. One such case is that of Henry Molaison, also known as HMF. AMH suffered from severe epilepsy and had parts of his hippocampus removed in an attempt to control his seizures. Unfortunately, this surgical intervention left him with anterograde amnesia, unable to form new memories. HM's case played a pivotal role in advancing our understanding of the brain's memory mechanisms. 7. Current research and future perspectives. Intriguing breakthroughs are being made in the field of memory research, offering glimpses of hope for those affected by lost memory. Scientists are exploring techniques like deep brain stimulation and optogenetics to potentially restore memory function in the future. Additionally, researchers are investigating the use of virtual reality and neurofeedback to aid memory rehabilitation. It's an incredibly exciting time for this field of study. 8. Conclusion and closing thoughts. As we conclude this episode on lost memory, it's important to remember that the human brain remains an enigmatic frontier. While amnesia can be a distressing condition, it also serves as a reminder of the astonishing complexity of our minds. If you or someone you know is dealing with memory challenges, there is hope and support available. Don't hesitate to reach out to medical professionals and memory rehabilitation specialists. Thank you for joining me today on Mind Matters, and remember, our memories shape who we are. So let's cherish them and the minds that hold them. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions for future topics, I would love to hear from you. Please reach out via our podcast website or on social media. Remember to subscribe, and until our next episode, keep exploring the wonders of your mind. Take care.